Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, man, it's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning. Call right now. First of all, that was YG Marley. Yeah, son of, grandson of Bob Marley, son of Lauryn Hill. Jersey was popping. He got a big tune in the world right now. Top 10 on Apple Music. We the Ones Comedy Tour. Mike Epps, Lil Duval, D-Ray Davis, DC Young Fly, Chico Bean, Carlos Miller, and more. Barclays, March 3rd. You want them tickets? You have to represent on Laura Never Loses. Call right now, 800-223-9797. Good morning, everybody. Lock in, B. Yo, you know when you sit down and you see, like, extra screws left over, you know something fell apart. Why are there four screws right here next to my microphone in this broke-ass studio?
I can't give you that answer. I don't even know.
That means there's something, something's about to fall apart. That's what that means. You know, like when you put a piece of furniture together or something and there's like extra pieces, you're like, yo, I didn't do something right here. Something's not right. Big happy birthday, Megan Thee Stallion. Ooh. Megan Thee Stallion's birthday. This is going to be an interesting internet day. She's going to throw a thirst trap up for everybody to check out. And we're going to get into Kanye West. Today, he had something he needed to say to a Swiftie who was trying to rally the troops of Beyonce's streams of Texas Hold'em against Kanye West songs Vultures on the streaming services. A little Eminem documentary on the way. Also, if you're paying attention here locally, it says the Mayor Adams administration is about to sue Facebook, TikTok.
What?
Yeah. YouTube. I think Twitter too.
Really?
Yeah, claiming that they haven't done a great job of making sure that kids don't get addicted to these platforms. Is this what we want our tax dollars going to?
That don't make sense, bro.
What doesn't make sense?
Like, you're going to sue them for that.
Uh-huh.
I think the responsibility should be on the parents, too.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. But listen, if they can shake down some of these big tech companies for their lack of care of what the platforms are doing to the youth to get some coverage on that, I might be for it, man.
Okay.
I might be for it. Yesterday at the Kansas City Super Bowl parade, it started busting shots.
Wow. What?
I mean, it's Kansas City. People don't know Kansas City. They got them Bloods. They got Crips. It's serious. I mean, they get it in out there. And, you know, they walk around them things on them. But it was after the parade. So ain't no telling what this has to do with. I'm not sure, you know, but Kansas City be getting it popping. Getting it popping. Y'all keep it locked, man. We'll take your calls next. We'll get into Laura Never Loses, Zebra in the Morning. Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. Hey. Offset.
You got me working.
Damn. I'm reading shots to one of my radio colleagues, Skip Dillard. I didn't know that a radio person got shot when the shooting happened in Kansas City. Yeah, man.
Wow.
But yeah, one person was killed out in Kansas City. And that happened to be a media person. still wild, man. It was like 15 people injured, too. After the Super Bowl parade they had. Crazy, man. And then you had the shooting up in the Bronx at the train station. Some cats and some gangs was going back and forth at the trains. Did they, I wonder if they, they said they had tracked down the cats.
Hope so. They say what part?
In the Bronx?
Yes, sir.
Cass One, you remember? Putting on his headphones to get situated.
Do I remember what?
The exact place of the shooting in the Bronx the other day where five people got injured.
Yeah, on the 4-9, Mount Eden train station.
Mount Eden, yeah. You didn't hear about that one, either?
That's the one that goes right above, like, you know when you pass across Bronx?
Yeah.
The 4 train? It's right there.
That's, okay.
Damn. Right there.
Yo, Freddie Gibbs be having a rough time on the internet.
Bruh.
But you shouldn't be taking pictures with your bunghole out.
Nope. Wait, what? Yeah, nah.
But you know, his porn star baby moms, though, I think she posted that photo before, though. That's like her regular.
As a recurring thing.
That's her regular go-to when she mad at him. Let me just go ahead and throw up this picture of your man's anal cavity. We got Sam on the line. Kathy's on the line. Kathy, good morning. Kathy?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Juanito was slow on the draw, McGraw. Kathy, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're blessed, man. Thanks for joining the program. We appreciate you. And what about you, Sam? How you doing?
Top of the morning, Ebro.
Hey, up, my brother? Top of the morning.
Cass One, Juanito, good morning. Rosenberg.
What's popping?
Shh, cracking. Yo, something happened crazy yesterday. Kanye put up a positive, only positive, well, 95% positive tweet. Post something. At a Taylor Swift fan.
Really? I mean, you have to cover that in flashing lights.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. I didn't see. I know he said something about Taylor yesterday, but...
Well, basically... Basically, a Taylor Swift fan was trying to rally the troops to, you know, have Beyonce's song beat Kanye West on the stream services for, like, number one for the week or something like that.
I would enjoy the full circle irony of that.
No, it's great. It's great stuff happening. Great stuff. And there's... Well, I got to tell you a rumor. There's a Beyonce album rumor.
All right.
We got stuff.
Let's get through this contest.
And we got big stuff to cover as well.
Yeah, let's bless these tickets.
Kathy, who you want to represent? You, me or Rosenberg?
You've been on a streak, so I'm going to go with you.
All right. We got somebody, a friend of the show. You tune in a lot.
Yep.
We got comedy show tickets, man. One's comedy show. Mike Epps, Lil. Yo, the amount of Cat Williams coverage that's going to be on this stage. DC Young Fly, Chico being Carlos Miller, Lil Duvall. It's going to be a good time. 60 seconds on the clock. That's Juanito right. With the question.
That's right.
Let's play.
Laura.
Laura. Never.
Loon it.
Here we go.
Which rapper said his album title?
Killer Mike.
That's correct. In which world capital will you find Peter. Brandon Ebro?
I don't know. Which of Seattle?
Yeah. Let me say it again.
In which world capital?
You can't offer to say it again. He said his name.
I said my name to early go. I took a guess the way you did, hoping he'd stumble into the next word. And it didn't happen.
Didn't happen for you.
No?
All right.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
In which world capital will you find Brandenburg Gate?
Wouldn't help.
Brandenburg Gate. Brandenburg
Three.
Gate.
2-1. Next.
Germany. Wait.
Did he get it or not?
It's in Germany.
Oh, no. Keep going.
All right. Anyway, which rap duo stated selling ready
Ebro.
To...
Ebro. Rap duo stated... Which rap duo?
This game selling,
but not stated.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
All right.
Outkast.
No. Which rap duo is selling ready
Who to cares? Play? I can't win. Anyways, next. You win. John gets three questions again.
Wait, but didn't I get Germany right?
No. Oh, it was which world capital?
Oh.
So no. You got that wrong anyway, yeah, but you were still up 2-0.
Munich?
No, Berlin.
Berlin.
My God.
Lord. Kathy, we did it.
Yeah, you're going to have to change the name of the segment now.
To what?
Ebro never loses.
Nah.
Well, why Laura, today? He's Laura, won thousands of times.
Yeah,
why
but today? Laura, never, Laura didn't lose today, technically.
Right. No, but you've been on the streak.
I appreciate you, Kathy.
Before.
You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. You want my name on something other than just the title of the show. I
yeah, he's got
you.
His name on plenty, bro. I don't think he needs this game. Let it leave him alone. Let Laura have her damn game. God, you want to take Laura's show away, too? 2 days off?
Yo, man. Kathy, hang on. We got to get you these comedy show tickets. Sam, sorry about that, bro. We love you, man.
Yeah, sorry, Sam. I thought we'd answer more than two questions. You know what I mean?
I don't even know if he actually got through a full question.
Well, he didn't because you jumped in, but then, yeah, no, he never got through.
Nah, never got through, even with given time.
No, the Germany one. The Germany one, yeah.
What was the Germany one? Read it again.
Okay. In what world capital is Brandenburg Gate?
Would you find Brandenburg Gate?
Okay, there you go. On the way, flashing lights, me and Rosenberg talking about
you're going to fill me in.
Feature on the album, Kanye West and the Swifties.
Can't wait.
Kanye doing something positive.
Can't wait.
Wow, it's a big day.
97 minutes commercial free. Nonstop hip hop. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, we're live. Yeah. Woo-hoo. Let's go flashing lights with Ebro and Rosenberg. Big, big, big flashing lights.
Laura Styles got the 411
Laura Styles.
On the flashing lights.
Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Well, things are circulating. Things are circulating.
Go ahead.
Those would be rumors. And COVID. And RSV. And the flu. Those are all circulating, too. Yeah. But rumors are circulating.
That.
Beyonce's producer, not sure who this is, hints at a Taylor Swift collaboration on the new album.
Okay.
That would break the internet. Can you imagine Taylor Swift and Beyonce collab on a country record? I think that's the move. I think Taylor would do it. 1,000%.
I would think so, but I mean, both of them move so strategic. My guess is it would be slightly more complicated than we would think it is.
Maybe.
Just because they seem that way.
But then so big that if they want it.
Yeah, why not? And like, well, ultimately, if you think about it on a human level, Beyonce reaches out, is like, yo, Taylor, I want to do this record with you. She's saying no? I doubt it.
Doubt it.
I highly doubt it. They seem very cool with each other.
Well, in other news, Taylor Swift and Beyonce, a Swiftie tweeted, Swiftie emergency. Beyonce's new single, Texas Hold'em, is challenging Kanye West for a number one debut on the Hot 100 Billboard. Let's buy and stream Texas Hold'em to block him from the top spot, the Swiftie tweeted. Remember, he dragged Taylor on his latest Instagram story. And then Kanye West.
All these things seem so fake, but keep going.
And then Kanye West had time. And said, when I said that I'm the new Jesus, bitch, I wasn't even thinking about Taylor Swift. That was a whole line before, but I appreciate the free promo. Lil Wayne actually mentions Travis Kelce on Vultures 2. This album is actually super positive and fun. It's all about triumphant. Last year was incredibly challenging for me and my wife and my children, friends, and family. I've been banned from hotels, kicked out of companies, and even not allowed to eat in some restaurants.
Yo, my man came first with, I've been banned from hotels. Do you remember that story?
No.
He was supposedly partying every night. He was living at this hotel and having lines of cars in 3 in the morning. They'd have like 30 black cars outside. They're like, this isn't working.
We can't do this.
Anyways, keep going.
Everyone saw Vultures 1 get taken off platforms to limit our first week numbers. Did that happen?
I didn't see that.
That happened? Oh, in the first drop. That's why I got delayed. Cast, give Cast one a mic. I don't remember that.
Yeah, because I remember when it dropped like overnight on a Friday into a Saturday or something like that. And then when I was looking for it, it was gone. That's why. Remember, I asked you, and I was like, "Where'd you see it?" Because I haven't been.
It was on Apple Music.
No, it was gone. You couldn't find. I mean,
I was playing it when you asked me.
Yeah, but earlier, not there.
So, I missed it.
So some people,
and it wasn't on Spotify to begin with. It came up on Apple first. Then it came up on
Saturday.
Spotify. Then it disappeared from Apple.
I think I would like everyone to know that just as behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I think Kanye has a problem with the distributor of the album. It's not.
Oh, yeah.
He's hating on the album. It's Kanye's own personal
relationship. Oh, Kanye has
not
a.
Not relationship.
Just the way they send the album to the DSPs.
Yeah, it's his team that's.
Interesting.
Problem, as far as what I understand. But anyway, he said, this reminds me of the mistreatment of people of color of our because of the color of our skin. Remember, I was on Taylor's side when Scooter brought her masters behind her back. She and Beyonce are big inspirations to all musicians. We always say how both sell out tours and movies. Also, I'm sure I've been far more helpful to Taylor Swift's career than harmful. To all Taylor Swift fans, I am not your enemy. I'm not your friend either, though. LOL. I also didn't get kicked out of the Super Bowl. We left our seats to go to YG's box and see different friends. My wife and I my wife had never been to the Super Bowl, so I wanted to walk around and have a nice time. We had such a fun day. Oh, and to Shaq, I grew up looking up to you. I would love to hang with you and Jamie sometime. Jamie Salter is like a father figure to me. The media may control the narrative, but the people have spoken. That was a pretty positive response from Kanye West. That's why I read the whole thing. Yeah. I mean, there's some DeLulu in there, but
DeLulu.
But you know, with regard to positivity and not completely going off topic, that was pretty good.
Yeah, no, that individual statement was not terrible.
And that's all. I just wanted to acknowledge that Kanye West did something mostly positive.
All right, I mean, so we're playing full on T-ball. We're in T-ball town with Kanye. It's the only way we can play, right?
Well, no. We can still say he's an a-hole and a d-bag and
no. But like, do we even have to stop? Don't you have to put together more than one good thing for me to stop and say you put together one good thing?
Well, you apologized to Jewish kids, sort of, kind of yesterday.
No, they didn't. That was terrible. Didn't make any sense.
Didn't like that one.
Did not like that one.
You didn't say sorry, Jewish kids, for watching adults argue.
And then went on to say, but I'm sorry, something had to be said because y'all make me take medicine and y'all make me do that. No, none of that made sense.
That's the Flash of Lights report coming up. Congratulations, you played yourself. What should be on there? You know, currently they say the Mayor Adams administration is on its way to suing Meta, YouTube, which is Google, Twitter, which is X, TikTok, because of their lack of protections over the youths and the addiction of the youth to these social media platforms.
Wow. I mean, we could be in agreement on this.
That's what I said earlier.
I don't know about suing them, but maybe that's the way you do it. I don't know.
Keep it locked. It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. It's going to be cold today, but not as cold as yesterday. Good morning, everybody.
WQHD-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Ebro. Laura Rosenberger. Those Celtics looking pretty good there, Rosenberg.
I mean, they're playing the Nets. They're playing the Nets. I mean. They beat them again?
Did they? What? Did they?
Was yesterday bad?
Yo, Ebro's team looked crazy.
Yo, man. My former local team.
Congratulations. You played yourself. Congratulations.
There you go.
You played yourself.
Okay. So all that big wheelie talk, hobby up. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself.
Hey. Yeah. Look, the Knicks lost to Orlando, but the Knicks also have tons of injuries. So if you're out here and you're, you know, Knicks faithful, shout to you. But don't worry, man. The Knicks don't deserve a.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
At all. There's the All-Star break's coming. A lot of injuries. All will be good. We think.
It's still a little.
It's not what you want.
It could be.
It could be what you want?
No, it could be.
Congratulations. Why? You played yourself.
It's just hard. It's been such an amazing first half. And going into the break, like when everyone sees each other at All-Star this week, instead of it being like, oh, the Knicks are here, what up? It's kind of like, yeah, man, y'all good,
Congratulations.
Though?
Congratulations.
It's a little, it stinks. Yo, they're literally trotting out nobody.
They don't, I mean, people are injured, Rosenberg.
I'm not.
All right, when's Randall projected to come back?
We don't know.
What about Mitchell?
Starting to shoot after the All-Star break? Great.
DiVincenzo.
I would assume that one soon, but that was wasn't the DiVincenzo one, the little piece of his elbow?
No, that was OG Mananobi.
Oh, so that's
DiVincenzo's hammy just started acting.
Yeah. So DiVincenzo, the hammy.
He played 89 minutes or something.
Right. So he'll probably be fine by after the break. He'll rest up.
OG Mananobi is supposed to come back.
It's not Mananobi. It's Anunobi.
Anunobi, excuse me.
It sounds like a Luke Skywalker thing, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He has a bone spur.
Well, you got to remove.
So that should be soonish. I'm just saying, it's not anyone's fault, but it's still.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
See, for me, it's more of a. Which could turn back into a.
Or it could land on a.
LLJ Cool J.
But I think we're all right, man. It's just All-Star break.
No, they're definitely all right. They're more than 10 games over 500.
That's what I'm saying.
But the last week has not been what you want at all.
It's definitely been a.
LLJ Cool J.
Speaking of which, that's mine. Mine's related to President Biden.
Joseph Robinette Biden?
Yeah. I got to tell you, I was kind of disappointed by the return of Jon Stewart.
Why? I saw some great clips. I haven't watched the full episode.
Jon Stewart came back.
Yes.
And basically did the same thing that a lot of people are doing.
Okay.
Granted, I know his thing is comedy, and every time you ever critique a comedian these days, they get offended at, we're comedians, damn it, it's our art. Now it doesn't matter what you think. But he's more than a comedian. We know that.
Yeah,
he has a very clear, and he's it's very clearly political too.
Yeah.
And he's very clearly on one side.
That's right.
Generally speaking.
He's progressive.
When he got up there though, he did a little bit, he did 20 minutes on look how old both these guys are.
Mm.
And that false equivalency has been bothering me.
Well, see, what I saw was him do that and then specifically point to the Democrats trying to run around to the media networks and act as if Biden is super sharp and on point.
That was part of it.
And the punchline was, where's the video of that?
Right, but which, by the way...
You know what I'm saying? Like,
please.
Yeah, like, we would love to believe you.
But that's part of it.
But we don't... Every time y'all are saying, no, he's the sharpest man, he's a leader, he's a... Okay, where's the video?
But they don't do... But that's like saying... I mean... I don't know.
Which is funny to me.
Oh, no, it's a good bit, but that's it. You're naming it. That's it. And then they went, now let's look at how old Trump is.
Yeah.
But to me, that's now saying the same thing so many are doing. They're doing this on the Sunday morning shows. We have two candidates that are both very old.
Fact.
No. We have two candidates who are both very old.
Yeah.
One is a criminal monster.
That's true.
I would expect a little more from Jon Stewart emphasizing
Did you see the part where he went in to list all of the criminal things that Trump has and was like, should we even get into the grab him by the whoop-whoop? Because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did, but it just was sort of in the context of it. It just felt like they're both bad choices. And I'm getting to the frustrating point of they're both bad choices. They're both the choices.
They're to make them not bad.
Congratulations.
But what good are you doing to did we need Jon Stewart to come back off a 20-year hiatus to remind us all of something everybody already knows?
Yeah.
My man, you could have stayed on the couch.
I'm fine with it. I'm actually on the other side. I think we need to have this convo so that these are the choices this time. Mm-hmm. Okay? Let's make them better. We got to start talking about it so we can make them better for it. 4 years from now, 6 years, whatever it is, 5 years from
but
now.
But that's not going to happen. All that's going to happen is people are going to be less interested in voting. We're not going to change this. Jon Stewart's not changing one thing about the future of the political system. All he may do, though, is make people be like, he's right, man. These choices are both really bad. And that is not what I think we want right now.
Congratulations.
Well,
you played yourself.
I'm on the other side. I think it's a great conversation. I think it's a conversation that needs to be had. And furthermore.
And you think it's good for the non-funny media to be doing it too? Because they do it every week. They're doing it all the time now. Look how both old they are. They're both old. They're both old.
Well,
they're both
old. I think we live in a time where you have people who, when it comes to the Trump conversation, they were like, look, we dealt with 4 years of it. Fine, if it happens again, I don't care, which is to your point. They're apathetic. They're like, I may not even participate.
That's where a lot of people are right now.
And then you have people who are like, you know what? I'm going to just focus on state, local politics. I ain't even going to play games with these federal politicians because it's all crap and I'm tired of the system that they have. So there's multiple different levels of where people are engaged at with this. But acting like we shouldn't have a convo.
But we had the convo. It's pointless.
It's not pointless.
We had the convo 4 years ago.
It's not pointless.
Everyone voted for Biden. We had all the choices. We had another old guy. We had some younger people. We had different choices. The Democrats all said, we want the old guy. Now we have the old guy. And guess what he gets to do? Choose what he's going to do next. And no one can make him change his mind, no matter how many jokes we make. You know what I'm saying? Like, my point, Ebro, is I think most of us already know this is not ideal. We would be excited and motivated if they said Gavin Newsom's going to be running for president. I would personally be like, really? Oh, I'm on board.
That's interesting.
That's interesting. That's someone I could get behind.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen.
I don't mind John Stewart or any media pointing these things out. Just because I feel like the conversation needs to be had. And the more we keep trying to have conversations like the elephant's not in the room, the more people will not believe the messengers.
Right. I agree.
You know what I'm saying? The more you're just going to exacerbate the issue, y'all are lying, you're trying to pull the wool over our eyes, you're running around to face the nation acting like this dude is sharp and on point and all of this other stuff, and he's doing cool. And guess what? He doesn't lead alone. He's got a staff of 1,500 people.
Why can't we just be honest about that?
But just be honest about the fact that he's the guy we have right now. He does a damn good job at his strengths, and we're gonna rock and roll and boom. And figure this out together.
I agree. That would
but
be
don't
better.
Run around and act like bro is spry and he's jogging and he's a leader. And when he puts his fist down in a room and he stays up 24 hours a day.
No, I agree.
He's got this thing under control. And don't do that, bro.
That clip that you're specifically referring to was powerful. Of them showing 90 people being like, he's so strong. He's so on point. I agree. I'm just saying, just make sure at the end that you at least emphasize and the other
this?
Guys are
how
criminal.
About this? How about this? You should just be like, guys, I hear you, but I don't like the fact that we're bashing Biden when we don't have the choice. But acting like Jon Stewart or any coverage should be ignoring the fact, especially when it's the convo.
Just don't make them equivalent. Don't use age as this great equalizer. Yes, they're similar in age.
That's fine.
That is it.
I'm fine.
That is the only
but I don't
thing
think
that makes
John Stewart did that. That's not what I saw.
You didn't even watch the whole thing. Yo, hit Ebro with the button.
I saw a 5 minute clip.
Yeah.
And I saw two different clips of the Biden and him doing the Trump piece separately. So I saw three clips. I did not see it in its entirety. But I got from it that he was definitely laying out that Trump was a criminal and had a laundry list of things, the reason that this guy shouldn't even be running at all.
It came eventually.
I think you're just hypersensitive.
I'm sensitive because this is what a lot of mainstream media has been doing this in general. They keep I'm tired of people playing like Trump's a reasonable candidate.
And by the way, I'm fine with that. But that doesn't mean we gloss over.
I didn't say gloss. Just don't equivalize. Is that the word? Don't do that.
I don't know if that's...
Whatever it is, I just think... Don't make it equivalent. That's all I'm saying. Biden's old.
But guess what? They are equivalent. Because guess what? Currently, they're both running for the same position.
But that's the thing. But they're not... But that people will believe that.
But because those are the two choices. Those are your two choices.
But that doesn't make them equal. Not all choices are equal.
They're not, but they're the two choices.
One has an administration that's filled with legitimate people who will try to do their best. I'm not saying they'll do great, but they'll do their best to make the country function properly.
I feel like at the federal level, the Democrats claim they want to listen, and you can sway them by your local energy that you gather in your state or states gather. I feel like you can change the Democrats. You can't change what the Republicans want to do. You cannot change. They're not malleable at all. The Democrats at least seem malleable.
Well, and we saw what happened with the Supreme Court the last time Trump was in. And one more administration, with the things that they repeal, we really could. I don't think it's too dramatic to say that our democracy would be in danger.
Well, guess what? The democracy's in danger. Biden's old. Trump's a criminal. That is actually what's happening. You can't avoid it. And for people to actually do something and motivate to do something, they need to know that this is very real. Like, it is very real that people are apathetic because Biden's old as dirt and sleepy. Trump's a criminal, and the Supreme Court.
I just hate that those two things. You just did it too, though. They come together. This guy's old, and this other guy, oh, he's a criminal. Those aren't equal things. You could be old and fine. What he's doing, an insurrectionist as president? That, you know what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that...
You say we
that,
save them back to back like they're both just things. They're not both just things. My grandpa was old.
Right, but clearly being a criminal ain't enough for you to not be president. It ain't enough. So what are we talking about?
I thought it would be enough.
It's not, bro. So stop acting like you're going to...
Stop acting like people should not want to elect a criminal.
Yeah, like what are we talking about? They don't care.
They love the Godfather.
They don't care. And being a criminal, and by the way, who hasn't even been convicted yet.
Right.
They can't even get the court cases across the line.
No, he has the one, whatchamacallit, he lost the case, but he's not a criminal.
They still trying to see if they can even try him.
Yeah, like, what are we even talking about? So when you're, everybody's like, oh, democracy's in danger. No, democracy is crumbling in this country in front of your eyes.
Hit the button. Congratulations. Yeah. That was the bottom line.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
I don't play.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Yo, in real talk, let's have real talk.
Okay.
The only people who really actually believe in democracy are immigrants who have been here one or two generations.
Some of them.
Black folks who have been believing in democracy and pushing to vote and getting beat up because we want to vote and working the process and going to jail and doing all this. Yo, rich white elites... Do they really believe in democracy? No. They pay for what they want. Yeah. And then work around the corners. And they don't believe in democracy.
They believe in getting over.
They believe in getting over it by any means.
Well, they believe in the system just being whatever will continue to work for them because it's working.
That's not democracy.
No. No.
So have we ever really had a democracy yet?
I mean, that was a broad generalization. You just said, I don't know if every elite person sees it that way.
But if they're pushed against the wall for doing something, they're going to use whatever means they can to make sure that they're not accountable. We know that to be facts. While most of the nation doesn't have the means to do that.
Facts.
Right. Most of the nation would also do the same thing, but they just wouldn't be
able
to.
They don't have the means to do it.
Right.
So it's you know, it's almost like a non-starter because you can't. You don't have the money. So has democracy ever actually been working for regular everyday people?
I don't know, but guess what? You can find out it could work a lot less. I guarantee it. And let Trump get four more,
guess what?
You might see it.
And most people who are voting for Trump, yeah, they need to see it. Because clearly the last time they didn't get it.
And they feel like they saw it.
They didn't see it all, bro.
Yo, your man, Trump said, yo, if I get in office... Mm-hmm. I'm letting whoever attack our allies. I'm not even standing in the way. Like on some really pro-Russia, like he's like, yo, whoever's with America, like, attack Ukraine. I don't care. The reason that Ukraine is a thing is because we, or even our relationship with Israel, these are a thing because we're trying to take control of resources that benefit us. Mm-hmm. Americans got to realize that all of the problems that we see around the world that we dislike, the reason that's happening is because the business of our government has operated in a way to benefit citizens of this country while killing people all around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
So while we all protest and all that, You got to know you live in a nation and pay taxes in a nation that legitimately does harm to humans around the globe for your benefit.
Been criminals.
And has, been criminals.
Yeah, that's been a thing.
Yeah.
But Trump makes it sound as if he would not be doing that. He would just be doing it for different people.
He would be doing it for his own gain.
Well, right, and the people that he can benefit him
that's
personally.
That's right, in the long term.
Right, but it could end up looking in the immediate like he's trying to keep us out of wars.
It could.
Right?
Like he did the last time he was in office.
Yeah, like, I don't want problems with them. Why would I want problems with them?
Yeah, so I'm going to go meet with the Taliban. I'm going to go work it out with Putin. I'm going to go work it out with North Korea. I'm going to go do all these things to make sure they feel like we're not in their business.
Right.
So all of it is this.
Congratulations.
Cast one.
You played yourself.
Ah. That's better.
We might not make it.
Exactly. Oh, you
Yo, so the word on the streets, man, if you guys care about music industry talk, is that record labels about to start laying off mad people.
Huh?
Yeah, like, the business model of record labels, I mean, I guess that's the problem.
But why would they, why are they downsizing?
Well, usually companies downsize because it helps their stock shareholders get more margins, right? So if your margins, the amount of money you're making over what you're spending isn't growing, the way to grow that is to get rid of people because then you're paying less and trying to keep the same productivity.
Right.
So if you can keep the same productivity, but you have to spend less on people, you've technically make more money, and people who buy stocks in Wall Street, they love that. So that's why sometimes you'll see like record earnings, blah blah blah, and then the next week 20,000 people laid off. You're like, yo, but I thought they just made a bunch more money. But guess what? They won't make more.
Yeah, like Paramount the other day.
I didn't see it.
Oh, they said Super Bowl, the most watched thing ever. Like, you know, they had like 123 million or something.
Yes, most watched thing since the moon landing.
Yeah, well, then they did announce layoffs the day after that.
So there you go.
They did like 800, quick 800.
So in their mind, they're like, yo, we can can we repeat what we just did with less people?
Right.
It's dirty, y'all. They don't care at all. It's always less people. We've experienced it.
Well, and then here go the plot twist. If they do rehire, they rehire people that they have to pay less.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Right.
Then when they eventually come back, yeah, they're like, oh, that person was making $90,000. We'll start those jobs at $60,000.
Well, and the favorite term is restructuring. Restructuring means we're laying off, and I think legally you can't hire the same position at a lower salary. Mm-hmm. Right? So if I say Shiny Culture, we're restructuring the show, you're paying X and your title is, you know,
X.
Program producer, whatever your title is. Mm-hmm. The restructure would go, we still need your position, but we're going to hire somebody less and we're going to change the title of that position because then it won't look like I rehired the same person less.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll combine jobs, which, you know, we've all seen that where it's like you have three people doing, you know, three different jobs, mm-hmm. but then we're going to rehire one person, give it a new title, pay them less, and then they got to do all three of them jobs. Moral of the story is, yeah.
This is America?
This is America. This is how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Corporations going to do what they're going to do. Is there ever in history an example where corporations did the right thing? Like, as far as, like...
Morally?
Put
ahead of making money?
Yeah.
No.
That's never a thing.
Ahead of making money?
Well, and the reason I ask is really rhetorical. I knew the answer. But the reason I ask is because often, you know, kind of dovetailing back to where we was talking about with politics and who you voting for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, generally speaking, the GOP, the Republicans, are very pro corporations, capitalism, deregulation. No, that's like some of the fundamentals of conservative Republican is, it really ties to finances and financials and getting to that money. All of this other kind of religious stuff that's become a part of the, you know, Republican Party, that's kind of like their new strategy to make sure they get those voters who are passionate about that. But they also know that them people, often them conservative Christians, are so dumb that they don't even know that they're voting against their own financial interests by voting Republican.
Right.
So they play them just to get their numbers up. So, but they don't really even care. The end game for the Republicans is to make sure that they get to this money for their own gain and their own corporate gain. And then they lie to the everyday people thinking that, oh, the money's going to trickle down. If the tops of the corporations make more money, then they're going to be able to pay more money to their staff.
They'll spend more money.
And they'll spend more money.
More jobs.
More jobs. And that doesn't actually work. Just like right now, we're seeing wages go up. Democrats are in office. People are making more money. But the people who actually control the prices of the goods you're buying... The corporations...
They just keep turning the prices up.
They keep turning the prices up, so it's a wash.
And don't forget, on the tax side of things, back when Trump was in office, they passed that tax bill.
That's right.
That corporations are capped at 21% forever, whereas yours goes up every year.
And by the way, it's forever this year, and most people are going to... And they set it up nice.
Yes.
Because now people are going to think the Democrats ran the tax bill up.
Little by little, they
But it was up. Already done during the Trump administration, and the Republicans currently run the Senate. Or, excuse me, the House. So you couldn't even change the tax code if you wanted to, because Republicans is going to stand in the way. Same way you can't approve the immigration or the border bill or whatever they're calling it.
It's a mess, guys. That's the thing.
So that's where when Rosenberg was pointing out, yo, it's not really helping to just frame Biden as old.
I didn't say that. I said to frame them both as the same thing.
Equivalent is because literally they know our ability to see 12 years in the future and keep the momentum going so that we can actually try to get wages up, control corporations. They know we're not going to be able to stay on the same page that long.
No.
Not with all the chaos and confusion that comes through all of the messaging. They already know that.
Yeah.
They've been studying this for generations.
Facts.
They know how to hustle us, so we end up doing what we're doing right now, arguing over a criminal and a great old man.
That's it.
When really what affects you every day is happening with your voting right in your city, your town, and your state. That's what's really affecting you the most. Real talk. Man. So pay attention to that. Call right now, 800-223-9797. You want to get at this DJ John situation. You got to stump him with a question, and you get some prizes. So get on the line and bring in DJ John. It's time.
Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Yo, DJ John. What's cracking?
What's up, John?
Man,
he's
John.
You know what? What was that, John?
Never mind.
What was it?
Hello.
Hey, John.
Hello. Hey. Good morning, everybody. How is everyone feeling today? My coffee is feeling great. How about that?
You guys have to... John's frustrated that Shiny Culture can't figure out what mic it's on, but at no point... Not Mikey's on, but at no point did John walk in and say, hey, Shiny, I'm on mic blank.
Right.
My fault.
It's not your fault. I'm just saying that's probably something you guys should consider doing.
Well, we usually do, but...
You didn't do it yesterday. I was here. I saw it. It didn't happen
yesterday. Yeah, this week it doesn't seem to be...
And it didn't happen today, so I'd have to assume it doesn't happen.
True. But usually he'll hold up.
But it sounds good that you're saying usually.
But usually it doesn't.
I just watched 2 days. It didn't happen. But how you doing, DJ John?
Feeling better now.
Why?
Listen, I got another day to attack life. How about that?
Attack life.
Yeah.
Wow. There you go. Give it up for DJ.
Positive John. Another day to attack life.
Positive John.
I love what you're saying.
I'm not going to be no heel. I'm not going to be a bad guy.
Oh, okay.
Gross.
And why are you taking this approach?
I mean, there's more to life. I'm wasting more energy trashing Rosenberg's trash as than doing something else. Why would I do that?
That wasn't...
Double trash. That's crazy. Why would I be that? When I can say, Rosenberg, I love this man. He's a great person. He's a good guy.
All right, after you took a shot?
No, I'm just trying to give an example of what it could be.
But you call me trash.
No, I'm trying to give you an example. You're not. See, you're focused on the one word that I said, the phrase.
The trash word.
Said it twice. Yeah.
No, I didn't say it twice.
Yeah, you did.
Now you're being trash.
You said you were going to trash his trash ass, is what you literally said.
No, no, trash ass is hyphen trash hyphen ass.
Okay.
I don't like this. I thought this was going to be nice.
Yeah. It wasn't. John, I don't believe.
But I have tickets, I mean, for the fans, for the people out there.
All right, what tickets do you have?
All right. let's hope they get treated better than I do.
Oh, well, you know, we don't know. At this We The Ones comedy tour is happening with Mike Epps, Lil Duval, D-Ray Davis, DC Young Fly, Chico Bean, Carlos Miller, and more. Shout out to and more. Coming to the Barclays March 3rd, baby.
Shiny Culture, are you excited about the Bob Marley film?
I am. I'm trying to check that out this week. I think I might see it today.
Yeah,
it just dropped last night.
I'm seeing it today.
Shawnee, have you been hearing the hate that people have been spewing for that?
I haven't heard it. Running.
Oh, well, they're saying that they didn't put too many Jamaican actors in the actual movie. That's been going around.
Really?
Okay, all right. That's a reason for people to have something to say.
I mean, I have my own personal, because it just felt like the main dude didn't have that Bob Marley feel. But I heard opposite.
Well,
I heard
he's actually an actor.
He's Trini, right?
Trini from England, the actor. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I miss it, man.
No, you think it's a miss it, man?
Wow.
I don't want him to be that way, is what I'm saying. Well, Bob Marley's too great, and this is too big a movie.
All I'm going in is, A, to support the Bob Marley estate and family, and knowing that Ziggy and Sadella, who are his children, who are executive producers on this film,
that's right.
And that's why we should go support
him. Yeah, Shawnee. Yeah.
And I heard Rohan Marley say that tons of Jamaicans did get employed, and even some of the sons of the original players are playing the instruments.
Oh, that's amazing.
In the band, yeah. So it put a lot of people on, so it's still good.
Okay. Well, I love it. Winston.
Perfect.
Winston. My guy.
Wait, what do you think? Winston's Jamaican?
Perhaps.
You gotta be.
Winston, good morning.
It should be.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
No. Hey, don't judge.
Just based on
the cadence and texture of his voice, you don't know that he's not Jamaican. Winston, are you Jamaican?
No, sir, I am not.
We were right.
Oh, man.
Winston.
I thought Winston was our... That's what I thought.
Winston.
Winston from Kingston.
You thought it was Winston from Kingston.
No. It wasn't.
Now, Winston, your question to stump DJ John and get these comedy show tickets.
Got my clothes ready.
Okay. So, DJ John.
What's up?
You just had our first... we just celebrated the Super Bowl last weekend.
Did you?
The date of the first Super Bowl?
Oh, easy.
When was?
What was the date of the first Super Bowl?
The date
of the first Super Bowl.
January 3rd, 1968?
Oh, that's good. 68.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
What is it, Winston?
January 15th, 1967.
Damn. Oh, you were right there, John.
Damn it. Close.
Wednesday, you get the comedy show tickets. We The Ones comedy show. Everybody else, hit that Ticketmaster so you can see Mike Epps, Lil Duval, D-Ray Davis, DC Young Fly, Chico Bean, Carlos Miller, and more. Barclays, March 3rd, Winston.
Appreciate this.
Not from Kingston.
If Winston, we have an actual audio of Winston in Kingston on his last vacation.
Big up the whole island.
That sounds like how Winston was.
Coming straight from the Golden Globes, you watching?
You see him?
The Father Tom Hanks presenting in a white Soon Forward Come. Big up, tune in.
Soon Forward Come.
What does Soon Forward Come mean?
Big
up, tune in.
Is what it is. It's disrespect.
Hey, yo, Cass, want to play my country song, bro?
Oh, let's get it.
Oh, yeah, I'm into this song, man. Big soon time.
Play my country song, man. Hey. Up next, Flashing Lights. We'll tell you the rumors that are circulating around this Beyonce album.
Good.
Big talk. Bit, yo.
Bad. Good. Big talk.
This ain't Texas.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Don't be a hoe now. Take it to the flow now.
Is that no, it's
real life boogie and a real life.
But she did say pour some liquor on me.
Yeah.
And it says don't be a bitch. Actually.
What? Really?
Yeah. I heard the unedited yesterday.
I like it.
Don't be a bitch. Take it to the flow now.
Oh, she keeping it gangster.
By the way, I have a new. I have a. I see here. I have a favorite. I'll tell you the flashing light.
No flashing lights report. Let's do it.
Love that tune. Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. I don't see us playing that here.
Doesn't feel like it, right?
Like, I love it. But I'm like, it feels like something we'd play on our show. I'm like, can I picture this just playing at a random time? Maybe a remix.
Flex dropping bombs to this?
Country bombs?
No. Country bombs.
I think, listen, there's things that we could play in Morning Drive because we could set them up and we can kind of give context. We also have a different audience that tunes in during mornings with the kids in the car. It's educational, conversational. But yeah, I don't know if that's running all day.
But I do like it. I'm down. I'm here for it.
Don't be a bitch now, take it to flow now. Rosenberg, it's Flashing Lights Report. You said you want to share something.
Oh, yeah, I have a favorite Kelsey.
Between Travis and his brother.
There's another Kelsey I'm in on.
Okay.
Kylie Kelsey.
Who's this?
This is Jason's wife.
Okay.
She will not wear... So if you may have noticed that when they showed her in the booth the other day...
Yeah.
She was wearing a Cincinnati Bearcats shirt, which is where her and... I think all of them
went
to college.
They all went there, yeah.
Travis too, right?
Yep.
So she wore red to support the team... But she wore a Cincinnati Bearcat shirt. She's not wearing a Kansas City Chiefs shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, Jason Kelsey said on the podcast, she refuses to wear another NFL team that's not the Eagles. And I have been the only I'm the only person I know who has been saying for the last month, I'm sick of seeing Jason Kelsey showing up wearing all Chiefs gear.
He almost like a mascot for his brother's team.
It bothers me, bro. Like, I get it. It's your brother. And that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not an Eagles fan, as you know. But if I was an Eagles fan, you just had an entire Hall of Fame career on the Eagles. Last year, you lost to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Facts. I forgot.
One year later, you're there wearing an entire Chiefs outfit. I can't do it, bro.
Can't do it.
I know it's your brother. If you want to wear a jersey shirt.
So what did Jason have to say about that? Has he even addressed the fact that, like, he's being offensive to Eagles?
I didn't hear the whole clip. I'm just reading it. He wrote, she will not do it. I tried to tell her, listen, Kylie, we have family in the game. It's okay to cheer on that team.
And she's like, yeah, I am cheering on the team, but why?
They're not playing the Eagles. She just refuses to do it. Travis said, I respect it. Kai, don't you bleep around with my fandom over the birds. I appreciate you even wearing red. So he just appreciated that she wore a red shirt.
Right.
But I just feel like Jason's... It's a little corny.
So wait.
It's too much.
Did Jason... So Jason plays for the Eagles.
Well, he's likely retired.
Well, that's what I was about to ask. So likely, but it's not for sure.
I don't think it's officially done, but he is likely retired.
And after how many years? Like 15 years in the league?
12, 13.
And people... Like, we're watching Travis Kelce right now. Travis Kelce's like a 9-time Pro Bowler.
Oh, he's old.
Like, he's been in the league.
No, he's like 34 or something. He's getting to Gronk level. Like,
yeah.
He's been around. He's been doing this for a very long time.
Because a lot of people think he's like young, like super young or something.
Because they just heard of him yesterday. They're like, I want to get the Travis Kelce haircut. This guy.
Right.
He also spoke about the Andy Reid thing on the podcast.
He apologized.
This is great why it's great that athletes have their own podcast, because you could just get interviewed by your own brother instead of having to deal with it with like a journalist pushing you.
Yeah.
But his brother... In at least whatever way they did it, did push him. Like, you realize you can't do that. Like, being emotional is not a reason to bump a 65-year-old man. Like, you can't do that. And Travis admitted that it was not cool that he did that.
But did he even mean to bump him?
No, not at all. But as you pointed out, he's emotional. He's got to learn to control it a little
bit. Well, I think it's a little late.
Yo, by the way, we have not yet mentioned the horrific incident yesterday, which now they're saying at the Chiefs parade, I think as many as 22 people were hit with gunshots.
Mm. And somebody said a radio media person was shot.
Yes. He died, actually.
He died. Wait, that's the person that died.
Yeah.
The person who died was a radio media person?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. So one person died, 30 injured. But the thing that I'm super...
But now the event was over.
It was, yes. It had just ended. This was right outside the train station in Kansas City, at Union Station. Mm. 30 people injured. I think like 20 of them shot. One person dead. 3 people in custody. And then I saw...
Was this a disagreement between some other people and then they just started shooting and hitting other people?
It feels like too many people were hit for it to be that, though. I mean, even for like...
Yeah. But now they
unless they were running through the crowd.
But just like here in New York, yep. The thing that happened in the Bronx, which was some gang cats going at each other on the train platform and hit multiple people. Kansas City got gangs, bro. Kansas City is a live city.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to be played with.
So it could have been, obviously speculating, like something like that where people ran into each other at the parade and just it was on site.
It turned into a thing.
So it's possible. They did say that they recovered an assault rifle as well. You saw the video of the Chiefs fans tackling the one guy, though?
No, I didn't see it.
You didn't see that?
No.
One of the shooters was running,
mm-hmm.
and a fellow Chiefs fan, just like a Chiefs player from behind, ran full tackle, took them down. 2 other Chiefs fans jumped in, and they held them down until the cops come. That's how they got one of them.
God.
But I mean... It's just such a horrible incident. One person lost their life and all these people hurt. Many of them children. Many of them children. I read yesterday that all of the children that were being treated appeared that they were all going to be okay. But, I mean, now it's all anyone's going to talk about with that celebration is this horrible incident that happened.
Well, it should be everything or anything or everything that everybody's talking about. Yeah. That's what it should be. Because guess what? You know how that could have been prevented if we had better gun control.
Ebro, we could just cancel parades.
Yo,
why, Ebro? They'll cancel parades before they limit people's guns. They'll cancel people getting together to watch football before they take away guns.
Why am I doing? Why do we talk about these things?
I know. Come on, man.
We should just move on and.
Anyways, that was yesterday's celebration in Kansas City.
Well, on the Taylor Swift note, there's rumors that Taylor Swift is on the Beyonce project.
Interessante.
That is circulating.
Interesting.
Coming up, though, 800-223-9797. Would you vote for an old sleepy candidate or a criminal one?
This is what you want to do, huh? Sounds like this could bleed right into Freedom Friday on a Thursday.
Absolutely.
This is a little Freedom Friday early.
Which one are you picking for your highest executive office in the land?
And there Ebro goes again, just like the media, making them sound the same. The old guy or the criminal?
Those are your 2 options.
Brown hair or red hair? No, yeah. No.
That's how people say it.
It's not brown hair or red hair. It's brown hair or hair flames off someone's head. These are different things. Old and criminal, what?
God or the devil?
I wouldn't say that far either, but...
I would.
HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Yo, Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg. False equivalencies is what I do.
I didn't say that.
I do the false equivalencies on this program.
I said, it started with Jon Stewart. You then supported the false equivalency.
On this program.
Right. False equivalency guy here.
That's right. You got an old man running, and you got a criminal running. But by some people's standards, you know what I'm saying? All presidents, all government officials in America are criminals.
Oh, facts.
But not by social standards and not by the way the laws are currently written, because if that was the case, then we wouldn't be having so much trouble getting Donald Trump on trial for his crimes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's all criminal.
So is he a criminal?
Exactly. Or is he just doing it the American way?
Oh, boy.
Hey, over there. The Rosenberg derail is coming.
No, I'm not going to derail.
You might have to.
I might, but I'm gonna wait.
But currently, unless something significantly changes, you have, and you know, look, I want to be clear, man. My biggest, I guess, emotional connection to voting for president is really about, and I said this back when, you know, I was against Trump in, what year was it, 2016? 16. It's about the tone of the nation. I don't know if you guys remember that. Like, we were up here talking about Trump, and I was like, my biggest problem with him, because I don't, he's just a grifter. Like, he's going to go wherever the support and money is. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I know for a fact he don't care about black folks. We know that here in New York City. True. Like, we've seen that.
You could even remove the word black.
He don't care about regular folks.
He just don't care about folks. But yeah, black specifically.
And he definitely don't care about middle income, low income folks. He only cares about his interests and his money.
But your tone concern was the right concern. Because even if you don't even think about the fact that he got a bunch of Supreme Court justices in and that he's tried to make voting rights really, really, make it really challenging for people of color in this country to vote, black people specifically to vote. Even if you don't look at that, just tone, you were right.
The tone
of the country has changed.
Yeah, yeah.
I know we've been racist forever. I know. But I think we would all agree.
It's out there on Front Street.
We are now in a place of, a really more volatile place than we were in 2010 when President Obama was
on. And on the other side of that, what is the tone that Biden gives?
Biden gives a more controlled, focused, I'm here to get things done. I'm here to do the business of this job.
We don't hear about him. And you don't hear about him every day.
All we hear about with Biden is him doing the job. There's not a bunch of noise other than people making noise maybe about his crackhead son or about, you know, other things
him surrounding. Him messing up when he's kind of old.
Him being a gaffe master, falling asleep, stumbling and being old, right?
So like his tone is somewhat not so sharp sometimes.
But that's a different tone.
That's not a tone. That's
the tone of the nation. We're talking about the tone of the nation.
Oh, I got you.
The tone of the nation was under Trump was volatile.
Yes.
Racial issues and divides were at a new high.
Shani, this is something that maybe you could pick up on our people. And this is more inside.
Mm-hmm.
The tone of the workplace you currently work in under different leaderships, you can see the difference.
That's right.
Of how staff is taken care of, how people feel about coming to work, about now nothing could have actually changed in your workplace, right? Like literally the same people are there, the same policies are there, everything's the same. But when there's different leadership, you can feel good or bad about your workplace
or hectic or calm
whatever. You know, there's sometimes it's positive energy because it's like, yo man, the person leading keeps everybody focused on the goals we have versus the person leading, it's always, you know, it's a chance of how get you, they're coming in, they're yelling at people they can't feel.
Is there a tone difference in the feel that you get between Kanye West and Jay-Z?
Is there
very different tones.
It's a very
one is a helicopter, just constantly things flying in the air when they come by.
And so I don't think people think of the position, because I think of the position when you're the CEO of something, and America's a business.
Of the ROC?
When you're the CEO of America, which is what the president is, it's the chief executive officer. It's the top leadership. That's what you're voting for. Somebody with a steady hand that can guide the nation that you're listening for into a direction that you want it to go, right? And that's just me. That's what I look for. I don't want to have a hamburger with you. I don't want to have a beer with you. I hate all of that. I hate the whole, this guy looks
you don't want to be entertained?
No,
nope.
I don't
for
want entertainment. I don't want none of that. I want you to communicate to me the business at hand, where the jobs are going to go, where the opportunities are in the next 10 years, what our country's priorities are, and bonus.
Don't empower white supremacists. That's a bonus. If you could not bring a cabinet in of people who literally are openly racist and white supremacists, that would be. If you instead brought in a really diverse group with diverse ideas, that would be great. So I'll start there.
But that's me. That's just me.
That's just me too. I can't speak for
the average person. Now, on the other side, do I think Trump is entertaining? Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Great
if he
special.
Was a stand-up comedian and as a TV show host and he was firing people on TV, great TV. Great TV. Don't want you anywhere near anything important in my life.
Not even businesses. I wouldn't be.
I would never want to work for you. I never want to invest in anything that you have going on. Nothing. I want nothing to do with you other than you being over there doing your little stand-up routine. But that's just me.
Let's see what the people say, though.
But you have two options this year, and that's why I started off with the false equivalency, what we're about to do right now. You have somebody who is who is alleged of crimes and currently on trial in some cases for criminal activity.
And whether he ends up facing any charges for it or not, we know the role that he played in what eventually was an insurrection. They broke into the Capitol to try to stop the vote. That's literally they tried to beat down the democracy. We saw it.
So what are you going for? Are you going for criminal or old and sleepy?
And I don't like that equivalency because old and sleepy. Come on, man. My dad's old and sleepy.
That gives
our
somebody
parents are old
the
and
edge.
Sleepy.
Right.
That's not fair.
Yeah, you need sharp. You need sharp.
Yep, but not sharp at the risk of having criminal.
I hear you. But these are your two options. So what do you do?
Let's go to Trelo.
You go old and sleepy. What do you mean? What do you do?
Trelo, where are you going? Old and sleepy or criminal when it's time for the vote?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Travlo. Travlo. Old and sleepy or criminal? Where are you going?
All right, second of all, if it was up to me, I'll be voting for Cornell West, third party.
Oh, listen, you can do that.
Well, it is up to you. What do you mean? You said if it's up to you. So are you going to vote for Cornell West?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, well, there you go. That's a great
answer. I still wouldn't do that, but he's a lovely man. But
why? You just don't think it the result, you think it's throwing a vote away. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I mean, if you know for a fact you would not want Trump to be president, I do not believe you should spend your vote on Cornell West. I think you should vote.
But maybe that's not what it is. I should have kept him on, but maybe he doesn't know for a fact. Maybe he doesn't
care.
Maybe
he doesn't, right.
He doesn't know for a fact, or maybe he doesn't care. He just wants to make sure to know. Because that's the thing about a write-in or whatever. This is your vote, and you can do it. Mm-hmm. You can write in the person. You know what I mean? Which, ultimately, I think in the long term, if enough people were to do that, it would affect the Democrats. Like, let's just play this whole thing out. Mm-hmm. Let's play it out. Let's say a bunch of people went out and they wrote in a candidate, did not vote for Biden, and Trump becomes president. That write-in over
I'm not willing to do that for these 4 years, bro.
I'm not saying you, but I'm saying for people.
For sure. There are times when the world might be more even and it's a good time to do that. And I know it's unfortunate to always be running around with your hair on fire, but we can't do it now. But we can't do it now. I just not the time.
Jose, you going old and sleepy or you going criminal?
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'll be honest, I'm going criminal.
And you're comfortable with criminal because?
Well, I'm going with the criminal because, let's be honest, my son kind of got dementia or something. He's confusing presidents that are past dead. Come on.
Just the fact that Biden seems old is why you're going to go with the criminal?
Nah, there's more reasons to it, but I don't want to be long-winded for the radio station. But I do agree with a lot of points y'all made on the show. But if I'm giving my points, it would be just with that I'm standing on.
There it is. Thank you, Jose.
You say, yo, my son got dementia.
There's other reasons I just don't have those.
What's crazy is I very much recall when Trump was president how frequently he screwed things up when he's talking.
All the time.
But the marketing and the messaging, right, of what the GOP has done around Biden has, and people have short-term memory. Like, they don't remember the gaffes of a Donald Trump, right? Like, they don't remember, you know.
Look at my African-American over here. Look,
you know
at
what I mean? They don't remember, you know what I mean, these things that actually happened while Trump was not being able to. He couldn't read the teleprompter. Bro could not read, bro. Not gaffe. Mm-hmm. Not like freestyling off the cuff, you know, confused things. No. Can't read.
He had a lot of bad moments and still does, by the way. He's having more than ever right now, but the marketing's not there for that.
Right. Let's go to Gigi. Gigi, you going old and sleepy or are you going criminal?
I'm going old and sleepy.
Tell us why, Gigi.
You know, I echo what you've been saying about people's short-term memory, right? And I actually don't think that the issue is about him being old right now. I think we would not be worried about this election at all if it wasn't for the way he's currently mishandling Israel. Mm. I think it's a perfect example of your friends and your allies bringing you down. And because he hasn't been firm on this issue, he's losing a lot of his base. Yeah, you're going to have people who like the chaos of Trump and they like the drama and, you know, they want to joke on how old Joe is, but, you know, when you look at what he actually has accomplished, it's all being overshadowed by what's happening now.
We're not going to get a smarter call than Gigi. Thank you, Gigi. Thank you, Gigi. Go ahead.
I just wanted to also say, you know, you talk about short-term memory, but then you look at these numbers that the recent Super Bowl did, and it's like you have the team that blacklisted Kaepernick, and Ebro, I'm going to call you out, because a couple of years ago, I was so proud of the way that you spoke out, and you were divesting from the NFL.
Mm-hmm. I'm back now.
Now, a few years later, right, now a few years
well,
later.
Well, no, because, you know, honestly, I'll be honest with you, when I saw Kaepernick going to look for jobs and wanting to get back in the thing, I was like, okay, well, so bro wants to embrace the sport itself. We still have our issues with the NFL, but I feel you 1,000%.
I hear that. And what the last thing that I'll say is, it's not to say we couldn't come together on Super Bowl Sunday, but rather than spending 6 hours watching a game, we could have spent 2 hours talking in community about how we show up and support each other.
Gigi, I love
and Sharif sitting on the cooler.
I love what you're saying. I love what you're saying. But I could just hear people in their car going, oh, where's my butt?
But I'm gonna
talk. Got it. Gigi, if that was what we was doing on Super Bowl Sunday,
get your men's out here.
No, you right.
We hear you, Gigi.
Right.
It's those states who stood in the way of forgiving student loans and things like that.
That's right.
Like, we gotta pay attention, and we have to remember that we are all connected, no matter where we are.
Agree, Gigi.
No matter what we look like. But I love y'all. I've been listening for years.
Appreciate you, Gigi. Thank you.
And please continue having these important conversations.
Thanks, Gigi. Appreciate you.
Gigi with the word.
Listen, Gigi.
Man. I love people like
y'all.
Gigi.
Y'all want to keep sipping this poison?
I'm so worried up.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Rashid, you going sleepy and old, or you going criminal when it's time to vote?
Hey, yo, I'm going criminal, man.
Talk to him, God. Why you love them criminals, B? Talk to him.
Hear me out, though. Look. See, we know we're getting into with Trump already, you know. And I don't like him, but I'd rather him in there with all this stuff going on. You got migrants out here beating up cops and they getting away with it. Nah, Trump ain't going to have that. He's going to get up out of here.
Wait, how do you think Biden and Trump have anything to do with the migrants beating up cops?
Nothing. But no, I'm just saying, but the laws that they're loose. Like, they just letting them loose out here. And the
Sir, you got to know the reason that you even have migrants in New York City is because of states like Texas who are, and their leadership that are in complete support of Donald Trump. Oh, by the way, I want to remind you, remember when Donald Trump told us he was going to have Mexico pay for a wall?
Yeah, what happened to that?
What happened?
And by the way, both candidates are going to run on border security. No one is going to... we have gotten to a point where I don't think, Ebro, you would agree, right? There's not going to be one candidate who's like, nah, we're good on the border. Let it be. No, everyone's going to want to be aggressive on the border.
Guys, forever since I've been paying attention, I've been voting since 1994. There has been an issue with immigration and what's going on at the border. It's literally my entire adult life. Now, I'm not saying that means we, like, give up on finding a solution, but I don't believe they want to find a solution. You want to know, and y'all know I'm Tin Hat Man in my private life. I don't even bring half of my conspiracies in because I don't think people want to hear it. The reason that this is happening is because someone's financing it. Someone is financing these human beings getting from Guatemala
all the way to here,
all the way through Mexico to the border.
You don't believe that they're all just
someone's telling them, yo, go that way. Matter of fact, when they get to the border, people are lying to them and saying, yo, get on this bus.
Go
they
to
got
New York.
A job for you.
Hey.
Somebody's paying for that.
All right.
And by the way, the people paying for it are the corporations. This is just me. Are the corporations who want cheap labor. Because most Americans don't want to do certain jobs. So they got to keep bringing people in to do the jobs that we've become too good to do.
All of that to say, by the way, that's not an answer for voting for the criminal.
Well, it is for some. Let's go to Sergio. You want sleepy or you want criminal?
You can go get the pillow, man. I'm going sleepy.
Yeah, let's go to sleep, baby.
Go get the
Let's take a nap.
Thank you, Sergio.
Let's take a nap.
Yo, Cavalier said old and sleepy. Well, let's
talk,
criminal.
Let's talk to the people further, though. We'll talk to them behind the scenes. You want to hear what the people have to say.
Absolutely. And you know, tomorrow's Freedom Friday. So if you didn't get through today and you want to get on Freedom Friday, which happens around the same time tomorrow, you can get on. And say whatever you want to say. Feel whatever you want to feel.
And we, as we sit here on this thirsty Thursday, you know, we got to come up with something, right? We got Whitish Wednesday now and Freedom Friday. We have to come up with a Thursday.
Throwback Thursday?
We could do, you could do, what do you want to do? Tequila shots every time you cape for Biden. Every time Rosenberg gets bent out of shape over Biden being called old, take a shot.
I don't know if we still have a sales department, but if we do, they can get us an alcohol sponsor. We do Thirsty Thursday.
Come on, Fred.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Can I shake that?
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, Seabro in the morning. Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. It's cold today, but not as cold as yesterday. And it's time for the Gurus.
The Gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus. Shiny Coltrane and Rosenberg. Hey, Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen.
Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com.
That's right.
The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. We're your destination for clarity.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
With frog legs.
What?
No frog legs today?
Frog legs? That's like a disrespectful way that you're talking about what we do here.
Beautifulness.
Sorry.
Don't be that guy, Cashmore. Not yet. Wait until after the email's ready.
Facts.
I'm saying jumping the gun.
That's right. We're cleansing the energy.
Yeah, Shani, burn some incense. Play some Andre 3000 flutes.
That's right.
So we can relax on a lily pad of thought.
Feel the shifting.
And calm.
Of the universe. Zen. Zen. Zen, 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 zen.
We can feel zen. Right now you may be sitting in traffic, but we're going to bring zen to your automobile.
That's right. We had to save lives.
And if one of your, if your partner who's sitting next to you on your way to work or one of your kids says something, you go, shut up. The gurus are on.
That's right.
But you say it with zen and calm.
Be zen.
Please be quiet. I am engaging with the gurus right now.
That's right.
They're helping me cleanse my spiritual energy. All right. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Send your emails today, kids. They're coming in hot and heavy.
Hot and heavy. A lot of people got problems.
Oh, too many. It's unfortunate, Sean. Good morning, gurus. I'm leaving my name out, obviously, to stay anonymous. It says, and please don't repeat my email address. Why would I repeat your email? Have you ever heard me repeat an email address?
I mean, I appreciate them just, you know, making sure.
It's very interesting. It makes me tempted to read their email address. Going to try to make this short and to the point.
All right.
I am a 40-plus female who has dealt with a man for 7 years. Mm-hmm. Basically, friends with benefits. Hmm. He needed help, a.k.a. a loan, in early 2023. It wasn't nothing crazy, but still, it was established that it was a loan. I started noticing they've been ghosting me, and I found out why. They got engaged. I haven't mentioned anything because it is what it is. I politely asked for my money back. And have been getting the running around, and the hard times BS. And I say BS because you bought a whole damn engagement ring. So I don't want to hear a sob story. My question is, should I just cut my losses and keep it pushing? Or be petty and ask the soon-to-be missus to spot him the money so he'll pay me back? This is usually not my style, but I'll say this. Sometimes you feel like enough is enough of being taken advantage of by people who claim they don't give a bleep. Who give a bleep when deep down they don't. Please let me know your thoughts. And again, don't mention my email address. I mean, what is it with you and the email address, lady?
She knows that they're listening or something.
I guess so. Look at this email address real quick. I mean, there's nothing that I would say about this email. Anyways.
This is not too complicated.
Go ahead. I'm curious for your thoughts.
I think it's a cut your losses kind of thing. We don't know the amount of money.
No, she said it's not serious.
Yeah, you gotta. It was a friends with benefits situation. Nothing was really promised clearly in this whole ordeal. And now he's moved on to go tell his. And he's gonna be back.
You're definitely not going to his new lady to tell her. That's messy. Don't need. If he had really wronged you in a way that was, like, dangerous, and you would be doing this woman a favor.
Right.
But this is, like, more like...
petty.
Petty, and he just may have actually fallen on hard times, or maybe he's just whack with money, but, like, don't go to the girl. That's the lot. That's like, if you had told us he... Nah, there's nothing there.
Or? If you don't want your money back and you want to be petty... I mean, that's nasty.
Because that's what it ultimately would be.
That's what it would be.
You wouldn't be getting the money back by going to her either.
You want some sort of bad karma revenge.
Yeah, exactly. So in other words, we say don't do that.
Don't do it.
But I will say this, and tell me you feel, Shani, I will say this. I would send one last message, perhaps, and say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and move on because I don't have time to be badgering you over money. But just FYI, this ain't it, bruh. You don't have someone help you out when things aren't great. Now you're in a better space in your life, and you just move on and forget that person. Don't pay them back.
Left on right.
I can agree with that.
Left you know what on
I'm
saying? Red.
Like, I'm sorry.
I haven't been listening.
I'm sorry.
Why are you saying sorry?
Well, because
you're about to say something we don't want to hear. That's what you meant.
No, I was just going to say. I was going to say Rachel Dolezal's back in the news.
See, you want to
hear? We're trying to save this life.
Yeah, this is a life, Ebro. I saw that too. I didn't mention it.
Yeah, I just saw.
Look, we have flashing lights coming up. Dolezal report.
Yeah, she ain't black.
Shirley has two options, y'all. She only has two options. So she could send that long ass message.
You could be the bigger person or be petty.
He's not going to read it. You can just cut your losses or just. Be petty.
But I like, Rosenberg, I like your leave it alone, but throw your last, for real. Like, dig in, but honestly.
Don't waste your time.
You can send it in.
No, I think it's important to express yourself. Yeah, you wanted to express it to me. So I would say, send him a message. Say, this is whack. Good luck with your life.
Right.
You know where I live. The right thing to do will be to send me a check. But if not, hey, it is what it is. Good luck, fam.
Right.
And then I might even block their number and move on.
Yeah, and then don't expect the money.
And don't expect it. I think that's the only
way to go. Just keep it pushing, but let them know what time it is.
Left on red.
That's right. Nah, he can leave you on red. But trust me,
this is the most un-guru. Like, why? What is he doing this for?
Listen, when one, he's gonna be back, and two, you can't escape universal law. He's gonna catch his.
Exactly.
You
know what I'm saying? Being left on red doesn't matter. You know. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Sending a message doesn't matter.
But it does because
sometimes you got to get it off your chest.
If you want to get off your chest, you know what you got to do.
Will you turn his mic down, please? Don't say the gurus.
Because this
he's just being annoying. He's literally just intentionally being annoying.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Left on red.
I'm just saying, this is real life. Cool world, but this is real life.
Yo, Shani, coming up, it might have to be a hybrid feature on the program.
Okay.
It might have to be black flag / flashing lights. Like where we start the flashing lights report and then go right into a black flag.
It's because of Dolezal, black fact?
At this point, Rachel Dolezal deserves a sentence in Black History Month. Like, at least when we're recounting history, and black history specifically, the effort that she has put in...
I need to know.
...needs to be documented.
There's more?
Bruh.
Oh, wow. The Dolezal report coming up. I'm excited.
She's the OG.
I'm legit excited.
She's the OG?
She's the OG, bro.
What?
This is my identity.
Of changing her identity, he's saying.
Accept
what I say.
Accept what I say
it,
I am.
It don't matter what you think.
It's what I
am. It's what I say it is. The OG. Got it
here.
All right, that's coming up next.
Got it here.
All right, it is time. It's Black History Month. Rachel Dolezal, it's what we doing. It's flashing lights time.
Mixed with the black fact.
But I think it's a black fact to watch. You'll see. You'll see.
All right, I got you on this.
That's right. Rachel Dolezal. You remember the name?
Yeah.
She was adamant that she was black. She was adamant that she was black so much she went and hired herself a black father. Never forget.
That she did.
And she went to work for the NAACP.
Remember that?
That's right.
And that's a black fact.
That's it?
Now she will not be deterred, ladies and gentlemen. I did not know that Rachel Dolezal changed her name to, wait for it.
Is this real?
This is real.
Okay, wait for it. Here we go.
I don't know if she legally changed it, but this is what she's going by. Stop the music. Nkechi Diallo.
No. Come on, man.
Wow.
Her name is not...
Nkechi Diallo?
She went Nigerian with it.
Her name is not Nkechi Diallo.
She was born Rachel Dolezal, November 12th, 1977.
Go ahead, Shorty. Keep going.
Somewhere around the year of... after 2020. Yes, her name has been changed to Nkechi Amare Diallo.
She doing an Amare too?
That's right. That's right. She has several occupations. She was a teacher.
Mm. Well, she recently, and you should add this to whatever's on her Wikipedia, she's just been relieved of her teaching duties because, stop the music one more time, she had an OnlyFans account.
Oh, man.
Yo. What?
Yo, I wonder what her character was like on OnlyFans too.
She was in lingerie.
You know that?
I saw a photo of her in lingerie. I didn't see a video. And then, furthermore, I want to know who subscribed to this OnlyFans account.
Yo, you think there's people out there with Dolezal fetishes?
Maybe.
I have a very specific type. I like white women who full on change their life into a massive cosplay of being African.
Nkechi Diallo.
I've never.
That's right.
And that is a. Black fact.
But she ain't black, and that's a black fact.
He's right.
But he's right, he's right.
Yo. She started changing her appearance around 2009.
Now Shani, we could both
using
agree.
Using hair products.
We could both agree. She want to be black work more than some black people out here who's out here cakes open.
Oh, true.
For sure.
There's people out here trying to bleach their skin.
1,000.
And trying to be Carlton.
She want Kiki curly hair and tan skin. Some of y'all out here burning your head straight and cakes open your face.
She know what it is. Is he claiming it?
You don't even want your Nigerian name. Rachel Dolezal does.
So would you accept her?
As being black? No. I mean, you want to
identify. On the team, though, would you say that? We'll take you on that. You won't ever be able to say you're black.
Candace Owens or Rachel Dolezal? Which way are you going?
Oh, this is the criminal order. Or are we taking it
back to that?
This might be a trade.
No,
good trade.
No.
Go Dolezal. I'm going Dolezal.
And you know for one thing, Nkechi, she's going to ride with some black folks,
that's
man.
Right.
Oh, man.
That might be a good trade.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.